From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States on Monday ordered 60 Russian diplomats it accuses of being spies to leave the country within a week. At least 17 other countries, including France, Germany, and Poland, are expelling more than 100 Russian diplomats in a concerted response to the nerve agent attack on a former Russian double agent and his daughter in Britain. This is White House spokesman Raj Shah.
We want to work with Russia, but this type of an action cannot be tolerated. The United States is responding to Russia's action, as I called it, brazen and reckless. So this is a U.S. response. We want to work with Russia. The ball's in their court is with respect to how they want to respond.
The expulsion order covers 48 Russians at embassies and consulates in the U.S. and 12 who are assigned to Moscow's mission at the United Nations in New York City. The United States is ordering the closure by April 2nd of Russia's consulate in the Pacific port city of Seattle in the state of Washington. Many European Union countries joined the U.S. Monday in expelling dozens of Russian diplomats in that coordinated retaliation for the March 4th nerve agent poisoning in Britain. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is reportedly in China on an unannounced visit, according to Bloomberg News, which reported Monday on the event, citing three unnamed sources. There's been no official statement on the report, which was not reported on by Chinese or North Korean state media. If Kim is in China, it would be his first foreign trip since taking power in 2011. This is VOA News. National elections are underway in Egypt.